11.
Hi. Isn't pi 7 divided, or 22 divided by 7?
That sounds right.
Something like that, but that's just approximate. It only gets to like 4 digits.
I know a bunch of pi digits.
How many do you know, LCC?
3.14159.
3.
I'll sing the song. I gotta sing the song. That's the only way I'll know.
There's
it.
A pi song?
There's that robot. Remember the robot?
What are you talking about?
It's a 3.14159265358973238462643383279502888419. That's about all I know.
Holy shit! What the fuck?
You know, here's what I don't get about that
song to me. That just sounds like you knowing.
It's like there's those weird people. Like there's those memory champions that like remember pi to like the 10 millionth digit or whatever.
Yeah.
What purpose does that fucking serve?
None, basically.
Just so that, hey, I know pi to a million digits.
What to do? I can write pi in one. Oh, pi symbol.
Man, I don't really like this beer.
Which one is it?
It's the Abita Amber.
Yeah.
Hear that, Abita Amber, or whatever he said? You failed the vet test.
Oh,
have you ever had a spot in Optimator?
No, but man, I can't even finish this thing. This is nasty.
That happens.
There has to be something that we can talk about that doesn't piss off someone on the podcast, because it pisses me off when you guys talk about liquor, and it pisses 90 off when we talk about Pokemon. So what can
we don't talk about liquor for as long as y'all talk about Pokemon, though.
See, I think browsing the internet distorted your sense of time, because we did not talk about Pokemon for that long. We talked about Pokemon for maybe 10.
I don't know.
We talked about it fast.
Yeah, you packed in a lot of conversation into a small amount of time. That's what it was. But I don't
what's
know.
Funny is there's nobody that likes Pokemon right now.
What do you mean?
Just like nobody who really enjoys the Gen 5 metagame.
What was that sound?
I'm sure there's someone who enjoys the Gen 5 metagame.
God damn it, now I've got another notification thing on my Skype icon. But I don't know what it's about. I don't know what it's trying to tell
me.
I don't know. I have, and nothing's happening.
It's going to be there. I've had one the whole time.
Yeah, well, now I've got another one.
Now I feel lonely.
Now I have two.
Surprise.
Oh, they're like friend requests. What?
Magic.
Who wants to be your friend?
LCC, are you like spamming my Skype name somewhere?
Maybe.
No. LCC's playing Street Fighter. He's not doing anything.
Oh, I know who this person is. Wait.
Who is this person?
Wait a minute.
Is it person?
Why do we wait? Ooh, no. I don't want to connect with this person. That's some like fat chick from high school that I've probably talked to one time and I'm not friends
with. You never
know.
Sometimes fat chicks from high school turn out pretty cute.
No, I've seen her recently and she's not cute.
Yeah, she's not like the other. Didn't you post that one? The one chick who was like not that good looking before and now she's kind of smoking, or is that somebody else?
No, it was the opposite. She was really hot in high school and then she got fat.
Oh. That's no good.
Yeah, but she slimmed.
How it goes?
No, that's she slimmed sad. Down. She just slimmed back down again, so that's good.
This Spider-Man thing that Ray Arling 2 is excellent.
Yes, it is.
Dorothy Palmer wants to connect with you. Hey, I was looking around people near me, and I hit you, and you seemed worth talking.
I'd like
to
take a minute to just sit right there, tell you how I became a prince of a town called Bel Air.
Yeah, I'm blocking this person because A, it's an ugly chick. And B, it's just not somebody I would want to associate with.
It's good to know you're not shallow.
I never claim to be not shallow.
I know, I'm just saying, it's good to know.
But yeah, I'm declining this one. I don't know why she would want to Skype with me. I don't want to Skype with her. Wait, I do know why she would want to Skype with me, but that doesn't mean I want to Skype with her.
90. You
what?
Need to add one of these people, add them to the VATcast for like 5 seconds, and then immediately delete them.
No, because remember, you weren't there. Last cast, once a person left, the audio cut out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, when I left, it
didn't. Making changes in the middle of the cast is not good.
Yeah, when you left, the audio stayed, It was only when your
when I
profile
changed my
picture changed.
When I became Peter Jennings.
Although, to be fair, by that time,
it was time to end.
No, but I mean, by that time you left, you had already changed your profile picture.
Yeah, and the audio had cut out.
You see what I'm saying? You changed your profile picture, and then you left later, right?
No, not right.
Oh.
Because I listened to the part where you guys, when I was gone, where you guys were talking about me. Remember, because I asked you last night.
Maybe he changed after that part. I don't know.
Oh, I guess so. Well, then I don't know what the fuck to say. I don't know what happened.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
I don't know that song, so I can't sing it. But
neither do I.
Like, I don't even know what song that is. I was trying to look it up on YouTube, and all I could type in was Vacation.
All I know is it came from a girl band in the 80s, and they also did a video where, like, they caught them off stage, and they were talking about masturbating.
It's the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Here, I'll link it.
Thank you.
There.
Play what we need.
Some girl I know today, instead of saying thank you, she said shank you. I was like, it's terrible. That's a terrible way of expressing your thanks.
It's a wonderful sentiment.
Stab you.
Shank you.
I don't think she knows what that means.
It's not like, you know, T and S are not exactly close together on a keyboard.
No, I was just saying in person.
They're close in the alphabet.
This is true.
Anyways, Ellis, are you happy now that you know what song we're talking about? What song we're singing?
No. I am not happy now.
Ellis is never happy.
I'm happy when we're talking about Pokemon.
Well, that's not going to happen, so you're not going to be happy.
Okay.
Something in the featured videos looks like a naked ass.
It happens.
I think I may have to click on that.
If you ever watch the Queen, or is it I Want to Ride My Bicycle video on YouTube, it's a bunch of topless women. It's pretty cool.
No, I haven't seen that, but I'm going to look that up
now. The innuendo one?
The what?
That one's great.
You're falling for the oldest trick in the book, the manipulative thumbnail.
Ah!
See? It's not...
How dare you? I'm going to look it up anyways.
I don't know what's happening
anymore. He's looking up a Queen song on YouTube. It's got topless women in it.
Good for him.
Well, it's a great song.
Are they still talking about AC4? God damn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
AC4 is very deep. You can talk about it for a long time. Really decadent.
Did he just say Armored Core 5 looks like what would be jerky quick boost? It's like, has he watched the AC5 videos?
I watched a little bit.
It's pretty slow.
It's
not interesting to me. It's like, what is this game? It's not Armored Core.
I like how the RJ like bounces off walls.
They all do, apparently. Except for tanks.
Rayar, tell me when these topless women are thereabouts.
See, now you're saying it right. Good job.
Hold on.
Well,
peer pressure.
Yeah, basically.
Peer pressure.
Man, this is a really bad video.
Well, it's from the 70s.
No, but I mean, it's bad even by 70s standards.
It's like 1 minute, 15 seconds in. If you're watching...
then I've got like 5 seconds to go.
That song.
Did you say it was full of them, though?
They start bicycle racing in a minute.
Oh, yeah. There are topless girls. On your marks. Get set. Go.
Bicycle race.
Is that how the song goes?
Yeah,
that is how the song goes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually think it's one of their worst songs, but everyone likes it.
It's a fun song.
Yeah.
What was that? The other thing that I was in?
I don't know. Hang on, I'm typing out a text message. This chick has to give me my books back before she goes back to college.
What books does she have?
A book of O. Henry stories and then J.D. Salinger's 9 stories.
Okay. Oh, Henry's a pretty cool guy.
Let's see. I know John made a post in this thread, but Alice, did you ever see this thread?
Probably not. That Exigen made?
What can be known?
What?
It's like the most retarded post he ever made.
Objective truth or relativism? Objective truth would be something that is true independent of opinion / belief, preference, or bias. Someone could think they know to believe something, but that by itself does not make it correct as the idea. No matter what we believe, the case to be, if something is true objectively, it will be true anyway, regardless of what we think or feel. Does such truth exist? This raises questions like, how does one know when one tell the difference between having the right answer versus merely believing they do?
Ellis, if you keep reading that out loud, you're going to start bleeding from your nose.
Yeah. It's like the Ring video a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe then I would be not so stuffed up, so I'm just going to keep going.
And let him read it.
If they have the right answer or not, they still might believe it. So what would be the criteria for true knowledge versus mere belief? Or is truth relative from person to person, society to society, culture to culture, or historical context? In philosophy, the study of these sorts of questions that pertain to knowledge is called a word.
Whatever your position it's is, epistemology.
Supply the reason to justify your position. That doesn't seem so bad, actually.
Except that it misses the point that what can be known about something is dependent on what we're talking about. You know?
I think he's talking about it in general, though.
Yeah, but you can't... Nothing... There's nothing
you can't
in...
can't talk about
there's,
things in general?
No, but if you want to talk about it in the context that he's talking about it, there's nothing that covers everything unilaterally. There's no even Steven, like, this is just how it is.
Then say that.
But he doesn't accept that.
He doesn't?
No. He doesn't accept any answer.
He only accepts his own answer, which is as convoluted as could possibly be.
See, I think he's just playing devil's advocate when he does that. Because I don't think he thinks he's right either.
I think he's retarded. But
okay.
I'm quick to judge.
Your judgment of me.
I don't think you're retarded.
You don't?
I think you're kind of silly, but I also think you're fairly intelligent.
What's your judgment of 90?
I think he's pretty smart, too. I just think he doesn't care as much as some other people.
What's your judgment of Saranga?
I think he's an idiot.
Okay.
I need to save that picture.
Derek Plaza is dumb. Very dumb.
This is the official VATcast verdict.
Yeah. So like, when I posted to him, he's like, apparently what I said doesn't make any sense. He's like, well, that just all depends on language. It's like, we can know water is composed of two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. That's a pretty objective statement. There's not a whole lot of ambiguity about that. I guess somebody could misconstrue what hydrogen atom and oxygen atom means.
Well, if you want to get really into it, there's ambiguity in the fact that atoms and molecules are illusions of perspective because there's no real...
Well, that's what I went right into, is that we don't exactly know what composes the atoms. We do to an extent. You know, we understand protons, neutrons, electrons, quarks, leptons, bosons, mesons, you know, all the other subatomic particles. But beyond that, we really don't have any much of an understanding, and our model of particle physics is, you know, constantly changing and never complete.
Right.
But, like... moral questions aren't that simple. You know, it's not just a matter of, that's just how it is.
I like how that's simple, how we can never know is simple.
It's perfectly okay. Like, that's one of the interesting things that I actually got out of talking to him is, you know, when he brought up Richard Rorty. Richard Rorty actually makes a few good points. You know, at some level, it doesn't really matter. There's practical knowledge. You may not have the absolute truth, but you're probably not going to as it stands. So until that changes, go with what works.
See, this tells me that he's winning, because you would never have said that a year ago.
What?
What you just said.
That we can't know some things?
No, that... I don't... This is why I say blogs.
I've never really changed my opinion. I've just gotten more detailed into it.
Okay.
I think you just need to get a better memory.
Like, I think the universe is made out of objective stuff. I think the universe doesn't change based on what we view it as. The universe is the universe. That much is true. But that's not saying that everything is deterministic, because we know that subjective phenomena arise out of objective nomina, I guess you would say, if that's how you put it. I don't know the fucking terms. I'm just going to pretend like I do. But like, you know, consciousness, like he's constantly talking about consciousness is fucking special and that all matter in the universe is quantumly entangled. It's like, you're fucking retarded. He doesn't know one thing about fucking quantum mechanics.
You don't think anyone knows anything about quantum mechanics?
Because nobody really does. Ask anybody who knows anything about quantum mechanics. They don't really know anything about quantum mechanics. That's from Edward Witten. If you talk to physicists on who's the smartest physicist on string theory and quantum mechanics, they'll probably say Ed Witten, or they don't like the question.
Nobody believes in string theory anymore.
Ed Witten does.
Exorcist says no one believes in string theory anymore.
Yeah, well, he's fucking high.
We should have him on the Vadcast.
No.
He would be awesome.
No, we shouldn't.
You guys don't like Exo.
I just don't think he would do well in this setting. It would mostly just be us going,
yeah. He would start talking about fucking conspiracies and the uprising against the government and Ron Paul.
No. Chemtrails. Not Exogen. Exorcet.
Oh, Exorcet.
Oh.
Yeah.
The blue guy.
Even then, it would be pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, gross.
What?
Somebody has a picture or has a cat tattooed around their belly button so that their belly button is the cat's asshole.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That is the most... That's terrible.
That's not the most terrible thing ever. I will show you things that'll make you fucking cringe and cry.
I've seen a lot of stuff on 4chan.
Hold on.
Never be able to look at a belly button.
That's fine. Yeah, here we go.
Alright, yeah, let's see. I'm ready.
Deathmatch!
A thread posted by Exofan.
Watch this video.
No.
Oh, you didn't say it was going to be a video.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
It's sound, and I can't...
Yes.
Oh, look, it's a
this
knife.
Tense. This is not fake, either.
Oh, okay. Pain Olympics. No, I'm not watching that. I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this.
I don't need to see it again.
You guys seen that gif that was on 4chan a few months ago with the turtle biting the mouse in half, and then the half the mouse swims away?
No, but I think I've seen that gif before.
And then, like, its entrails are swimming out behind it. It's a cool gif.
Are you watching it, LS?
No, I'm not watching it. I told you I'm not going to watch it. Did I cut out again? I don't know why this thing cuts out so much.
I heard you.
He just wanted to know if you changed your mind.
I changed my mind. I didn't close it and be like, wait, I have to see this.
No, I'm not watching Pain Olympics. Have you seen Glass Ass?
Yeah. One man, one jar.
Yeah.
You know, they did an interview with him. It turns out he's pretty much fine.
Yeah. Apparently he does that a lot.
I like the fact that in the actual video of it, where it's got the audio, he doesn't make a fucking noise.
No.
That's the worst. That's the scariest part about it.
No,
like, it's
reaction,
like, you hear the,
whatsoever.
You hear the glass breaking. You can hear the blood hit the table.
And,
not a fucking peep out of the guy.
It's just a minute of the dude reaching up into his ass and pulling shards of glass out while blood just pours out of his asshole. And then he just stands up and walks off. Doesn't even turn the camera off. Just walks off somewhere.
That guy's a fucking trooper.
Shit.
Or he's on painkillers.
Could be that.
I don't know, maybe.
I'm gonna say it's that.
I would not feel out of place with that guy in a gunfight, because he could probably shoot him and he wouldn't care.
Okay.
The fuck is this guy talking about?
What guy?
I made a post about something about that kid in Germany who's got a myostatin deficiency on YouTube.
A what kind of deficiency?
He's like an 8-year-old kid who can bench press like 300 pounds, and he's got like no fat. He's got a genetic abnormality. His body doesn't produce myostatin. Myostatin's the hormone your body uses to turn its metabolism down. So basically his metabolism runs full bore all the time.
Hmm. So he has to eat, like, 80 meals a day.
I'd imagine. But
that kid's only going to live to be like 20.
Who knows? But the interesting thing with people are talking about...
But by 20, he's going to be a god among men.
Yeah, he's going to be invincible. He is the juggernaut.
Wow.
But one interesting story about that is, like, you want to talk about genetic engineering and manipulation. Well, if we see our species advance as it does, where, you know, we're no longer doing labor jobs and stuff like that, and we have many more sedentary people, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have a mild version of that where you reduce people's myostatin so their metabolisms don't slow down as fast. You reduce obesity and shit like that.
Why would you want to increase people's metabolism if they're not doing anything?
Because it keeps them from gaining weight.
Well, if they're not doing anything, then they can just eat less food and they won't gain weight.
Yeah, but people aren't going to do that.
Well, then people are dumb.
Yeah, that's always going to happen.
I couldn't stand to be fat. I would just stop.
Not to mention, think about how cool that was. Like, you won't have to work out, and you can eat whatever the fuck you want, and you'll be a fucking machine.
I cannot support that. That would be tremendously wasteful.
Why?
Because you're cranking up people's metabolisms to not...
We're not talking about, like, cranking them up to be, like, bodybuilders or something like that. Basically, you can manipulate it so that the body doesn't ever produce... prestigious amounts of you could literally even set it where if your body has an excess level of blood sugar or body fat or whatever, your body produces less myostatin until it burns it off. You could literally create, you know, a genetically engineered, you know, physical trainer that basically tells your body, it's like, hey, burn fat, and it does, and you don't have to do anything. And it could still shut off in, like, survival mode, where you do produce myostatin if you're, you know, not eating.
I don't know. I'm just unsympathetic to fat people.
That's fine. But it'd be cool.
Okay, it would be cool.
Then everybody would look like bodybuilders. That'd be pretty dumb.
Now this is starting to sound like
I like athletic women, but I don't like fucking muscle ladies. Them fuckers are creepy. I saw one the other day at a gas station. She's got a fucking, you know, she looks like she's got third-degree sunburn tan. And she's, bigger than me. I was like, ugh. Who would fuck that?
CB.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We should ask
him. She could probably just rape guys, I mean.
I don't know. If it has a vagina, I might take a crack at it.
Imagine Sue with bigger biceps. Way bigger biceps.
Well, Sue.
A much darker tan.
Imagine Sue with biceps.
Imagine Sue's face on Viv's body. There you go. With a dark tan. Would you do that?
Probably not.
I thought so.
It's because Viv has a dick. Allegedly.
Well, minus that part. Not in its place.
No, seriously, I probably would not.
Don't lie. You'd probably sleep with Viv anyhow.
I would sleep with him. I wouldn't have sex with him. But, I mean, slumber party, hell yeah.
In his bed that only fills up half the bed frame.
I'd kick him onto the half bed part. I'd take the part with the mattress. But, I mean, I would, because, A, that would mean I would get to go to fucking Australia, where everything's awesome.
How much pot costs in Japan?
Probably an exorbitant amount.
Costs, $60 a gram.
God damn.
The fuck? I'm trying to figure out, it was Japan's so awesome. No, it's not.
If it doesn't have pot, then it's not awesome.
Is it just high in demand or low in supply?
I think it's because it's super legal there.
Oh.
Maybe that's why they're so weird.
The Japanese are fucking strange.
They're
There's definitely something up.
They can just ease back and smoke a J.
Maybe X-Gen is onto something. Maybe Japan got fucked up on radiation.
And it killed all the marijuana.
No, but it made them all crazy. And they just can't get marijuana.
So the radiation went back in time. And
what?
The radiation doesn't have to go back in time. It can make people crazy. And their kids are crazy, and their kids' kids are crazy. Brain radiation. Brainiation.
In a vat?
Sure.
Okay.
In a Japanese vat of vase. In a vase. Like, I don't like Japan, though. I really don't.
I don't think Sounds I would like want to go there. I don't really like big urban areas. And
a lot of parts of Japan are probably pretty nice, like out in the country and
yeah,
stuff.
The rural
like,
areas, it's
just,
I would
their
imagine,
culture
right.
is just so whack.
But when I think just, when I think Japan, I just think Tokyo.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I'd like to go. I'd like to go to New Zealand.
New Zealand does look pretty
I'd
good.
I'd like to go to New Zealand, too.
It's beautiful there. Every time I see pictures of New Zealand, it's like, God damn, that's a nice place. I want to go there and kill animals and rape things. And do drugs.
And talk about Lord of the Rings.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would hate anybody who did that.
Uh-huh. I know they would. That's why I would do it.
I just found a great image.
Wow, this place looks exactly like Lord of the Rings. They just kick you out of the country.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you do that at the immigration office, they deport you immediately.
Either that or it's just their entire tourist attraction strategy.
What is your purpose for visiting this country?
Lord of the Rings.
No. The funny thing is, everyone talks
about
New Zealand's like, yeah, but New Zealand's got like no, you know, dangerous animals. There's like no large predatory animals. It's like, yeah, that's true, but all the waterways in New Zealand have these eels, and the eels are extremely poisonous. The whole thing, their blood, their organs.
Fuck Australia,
everything.
Though. Australia has
some pretty dangerous animals.
Yeah.
And koalas.
Aren't koalas going extinct because they all have herpes?
Something like that. Have you ever heard one laugh?
No.
It's like the scariest sound ever. Hold on, let me find
koalas
it.
Koalas are scary creatures. I don't know why people think they're
vicious.
Cute.
Koalas are weird. They have, like, two thumbs on each hand.
Hold on.
Did I say that last time?
I don't know. I think you said
it before. I said that to someone. I'm sorry, my medicine's kicking in, so I'm weird now.
This is the right
now.
Video.
Your medicine?
Yeah.
My medicine's kicking in.
So I'm weird now.
You're always weird. You're just a different flavor.
Okay, what flavor am I now?
Yeah.
How do I taste?
You took that. I'd rather not subscribe.
Well, click that YouTube link. That's what koalas sound like. They're fucking terrifying.
Whoa.
Sounds like turbines. Sounds like someone's powering up something.
Yeah.
Koalas are spaceships.
But imagine like walking through the woods. Imagine like walking out in the bush in Australia and you know, like walk past a tree and that sound comes out of it at night.
I love that.
Fucking.
I love the description. This is the sound a koala makes. Top comment. That's what they sound like. I live in Australia. LOL. That's it.
How many thumbs up?
Probably a billion.
Eight.
I didn't check.
Eight.
It's probably not a popular video.
It has 32,000 views.
You know what makes me proud of my country?
What?
It's like every time you see like a popular video about like something important, like, I don't know, presidential elections and shit like that, it's got like, oh, it's got 20 million views. And then you go type in like kitty cat and you watch some dumb video of some Japanese lady with a cat. It's got like 300 million views. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And every music video has a Justin Bieber comment.
Kitty kitty cat. Every video of Jay-Z has a comment about the Illuminati. Go look up a Jay-Z video and yeah.
What is that about?
I'm not gonna scour the comment sections for that.
You don't have to scour. Like, I promise you, it'll be on the first page.
What is the whole thing though? Then
they all think he's part of the Illuminati.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Exogen is listening to the VATcast.
Great.
So now it's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody shut up.
Shh. Let's hope he goes
away. Let's talk about Pokemon now.
Start doing your snake impersonations.
Alright.
Someone had snake? Okay. I thought I was supposed to do some kind of impersonation.
No.
No.
Okay.
It's me, John. I do a snake impersonation. Do you want to do Young Snake or Old Snake?
There wasn't really much of a difference there.
It's a little subtle. Old Snake.
It's probably,
Old
it could just be my shitty hearing, though.
Old Snake's a little louder. He pronounces things with vigor. He puts more emphasis on the ends. Well, Young
Snake. What was I fucking watching? Oh, that's what I was watching. I was watching some video for The Witcher 2 or whatever, and the dumbass was calling vigor vigor.
What?
It was like, you run out of vigor when you use these attacks. I'm like, it's fucking vigor, you idiot.
That's weird. But Young Snake is more of a whisperer.
Does he talk like Richard the Mac Mackowitz and just whispers all the time?
He's asking if this is on.
Have you guys watched any of the new Deadliest Warriors? Me and my buddy made a joke.
No, I didn't know they had another season up.
Yeah, they have Mac Mackowitz from Future Weapons on there. Mac. And if you ever watch Future Weapons, you know he's always like doing the operator whisper.
Yeah.
But if you watch the new Deadliest Warriors, he never whispers. And I think what happened is Discovery Channel told him, it's like, if you whisper on this show, we'll sue you, because that's copyrighted.
That's a copyrighted whisper.
It's a trademark. It's a trademark holding to Discovery Channel.
We own the copyright on whispers.
From Mac Mackowitz.
That's pretty funny.
Wait, from this, it's all over. You'll never see it coming. It's like, why are you talking so low?
Is that guy on Deadliest Warrior, like, the same guy from 300? Because it sounds exactly like him.
No.
No. I can't really do his voice, so.
I can't either. I can just do Snake. Hi, D. What's a Russian gunship doing in the middle of the Arctic wilderness?
Flying.
Otacon.
I wish I could have been part of that game, like random commenter on comps, like, what's a Hindy doing out here in the Arctic? I don't know. What's a fucking gigantic robot with a nuclear weapons doing with a nuclear weapon doing out there, dude? What are you doing out there? With, like, a fucking pistol taking on a goddamn army.
Paramedic.
I'm gonna hide in a cardboard box. You're a fucking genius.
Snake, what are you doing in that box? I don't know. I just felt like I belonged here. It feels right. Like it was my destiny to be in this box.
What? What are you saying, Ellis?
I was asking who this person that you linked to was, but then I found out.
Who did he link to? Captain Obvious?
Yes. I was going to ask who it was. But then I didn't.
Good job.
Thank you.
That would have been pretty bad.
That's why I shut up.
Who is this guy? Really?
I thought I had, like, missed something, and so then I go back to look at the links in chat, and I was like, oh, it's Captain Obvious.
Don't know if serious, but it'd be pretty funny. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got... Let's talk about... Hold on. I'm gonna fucking peel this piece of skin off my arm. Yes. Maybe.
Give it to 90 to repair his mosquito bite.
Yeah.
It's actually gone down, because I've been really fighting the urge to scratch it.
I scratch the shit out of mine half the time. It don't bug me that much. But
see, mine never do that. I've never seen that happen on my skin.
I've got a couple. I used to get fucking mosquitoes in South Dakota. They're like fucking small birds. I would get, like, you see his hive? It'd be like about four times bigger around, but it'd be like 3/4 of an inch off your skin, like this big bump full of liquid.
They're blood-sucking hummingbirds.
Pretty much, dude. You can hear him coming. You like stand out, so I was like, is that a fucking helicopter? No, it's a mosquito. Christ!
It's even worse.
Of course, now they're all dead. They had a drought for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out Texas in the middle of this huge drought, and you guys got mosquitoes.
Well, I've been watering the lawn, so maybe...
That's what you just screwed yourself
yeah,
then,
you
dude.
Can... As soon as they get any sort of water, any sort of standing water, they come out. We, you know, we had rain for a day, and all of a sudden the mosquitoes were there. Like, it's been so nice without them, besides, minus the, you know, searing heat, and we don't have any fucking water. What the hell is that noise?
That was me laughing.
No, it was something my Skype did.
Then it was something your Skype did.
We used to have standing water behind our battalion in North Carolina, and I would put we also had fire anthills, and I would just like every once a week or so, I'd go take a can of acetone, I'd pour it on all the anthills, I'd pour a bunch in the standing water pond behind the trash can to keep all the mosquitoes and the fire ants dead.
Fire ants are so fun.
And one time, he was our S4 NCO, he came out there and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I'm pouring acetone on stuff."
Oh,
he's like,
I
"Why?
See, I see what's
to
up.
Kill it."
Biscuit wants in on the Skype.
Don't let him in.
Why not? He's my best friend.
Let's let him in after another break, because we don't want to screw up the audio.
Yeah, we do need to do a break. Regardless.
Let's screw up the audio.
No, alright, here. We're stopping for now. Just a sec.